The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Mara and Tainus Daf Chaf records the famous story of Nachdiman Ben-Gurion, who went out on a limb on behalf of his brethren, the throngs of Yidden that came to be Eilul Regel for Yontif, and they did not have enough water to drink. So he went to a certain master and made a deal with him that if you give me all these 12 large vats of water, springs of water, I will pay you back, and if not, I will give you Shteim Esrei Kikar Kesef. Of course, they set themselves a time, famous story, and as the day came, we'll say that it was Tuesday, and it hadn't rained yet. The master was obviously very excited that he's going to get his money. Meanwhile, Nachdiman Ben-Gurion went rushing to the Beis HaMikdash to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should make it rain to save himself the Shteim Esrei Kesef. Praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem knows that he only did this for Klal Yisrael and for Tvoit Shemayim, not for himself. And of course, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillos, and it rained. To which the master responded to the Nachdiman Ben-Gurion by saying as following, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only rushed his world by making it rain because of you in the middle of such a drought of rain, but I still have a piskin pay, he claimed, that I could get my money back because the sun has already set. It's no longer Tuesday, it's already Wednesday, and the date was Tuesday, just for example. So he went back into the Beis HaMikdash and he davened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the clouds separate to reveal the sun still shining strong, showing that it was still day, and now he had nothing to say. He did not have to pay the other in the master. That is the famous story here on Daf Chaf. Now, it's interesting actually that although he acknowledged that the rain was by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to exempt Nachdiman Ben-Gurion from his debt, nevertheless he still wanted to extract from him the money based on the fact that the sun had set. In other words, he was acknowledging that the miracle was made for that purpose. He still argued that he gets the money. There's a lot to discuss over here in Chesh Mishpat. They actually derive proof from this Gemara, some of Farshim do, that when you make a deal, the deal goes by sunset, and then there's also what to discuss about whether night goes after day, or day goes after night, when a Gentile is doing a deal with a Jew, and so on and so forth. And Marsha hints to that question over here a little bit. But the main question on this Gemara is that, suppose the sun did actually set, as it seems to have had in this scenario, and then suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make an actual miracle, and let's say it's Tuesday and the sun sets, and then 2 hours after sunset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle and puts the sun back to mid-afternoon. So what happens now with the calendar? Obviously it was Tuesday and the sun set, it became Wednesday. Is it Tuesday or is it Wednesday? How do we look at this? How do we decipher this? How do we deal with such a fluke in the calendar if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nest? Because obviously, if it was already Wednesday and then Hashem made a nest and brought the sun back, that would not exempt Nachdiman Ben-Gurion legally, l'chayra. This question is not only a question obviously pertaining to here, it's a question which has ramifications all over the Torah and the calendar. For example, the calendar changes days, obviously, every single day throughout the year. Nevertheless, we know that in the winter, sometimes the day changes at 4:31 when it's Shkia, when the sun sets, whereas in the summer it could sometimes not change days until 7:31. So what do we see from there? That the calendar change is not just governed by a 24-hour cycle passing by, but rather by the actual sunset. The sunset governs and dictates when the day changes on the calendar. Now, if that's the case, then it's hard to understand exactly what was going on by Maaseh Bereishis until Wednesday when the sun and the moon were created. Because Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday did pass. We know otherwise with what is it the fourth day? How is it that the sun and the moon were created on the fourth day? Let it still be the first day. So obviously we'll see that the sun and the moon, or at least night and day, to some extent, can change without the sun and the moon. Similarly, we find a very interesting Yerushalmi also with regard to Maaseh Bereishis, that it says that other Marishan we know was created on Friday afternoon. It says that with regard to the first Shabbos, it was Lamed Vav Shois Shimsha Oira V'Leishaka Achama Ad Moitza Shabbos. In other words, the sun did not set from, I guess, Thursday night until Moitza Shabbos. So it was light for 36 hours from Friday morning until Moitza Shabbos. Now, these 36 hours are obviously have to do with the Aragonas, and perhaps they correspond to the accumulative 36 candles that we light on Chanukah. However, Al Kaponim, we do see that nevertheless, although the sun shone and the sun did not set, it's still considered that it didn't set until Motzei Shabbos. One might have thought, wait a minute, if the sun didn't set, then it's still Friday. If the sun stayed in one place, it never became Shabbos, how is it light until Motzei Shabbos? Obviously the answer is that no. The calendar continues to move, regardless of the fact that the sun hasn't set. Similarly, the Gemara over here in Tainis on Daf Chof quotes the three times that the sun was stopped, and one of them was by Yeshua. If you look in the Pirkei de Rav Elezer in Perek Nun Beis, it actually says that Klal Yisrael was out at a Milchama and it was Erev Shabbos, and Yeshua was nervous with the Tzara of Klal Yisrael that they're going to Chas V'Shalom have to be Michal Shabbos. So what he did was, Pashat Yodei Lo'or HaShemesh. He stuck his hands into the Or HaShemesh and obviously made a miracle that the sun stopped short right then and there, and therefore Klal Yisrael did not have to be Michal Shabbos. So it seems that although we just mentioned that Lamed Vav Shois Shimsha Oira, which means that Shabbos came and left, the sun just didn't set. Here, however, it says that he stopped the sun, and they weren't Mechal Shabbos, which would sound like that if the sun hasn't set, and the sun froze where it is, it does not become Shabbos on its own. On the flip side, however, actually, not only on the flip side, another interesting Yerushalmi very related to this, is the famous Yerushalmi in the end of Klai in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, which discusses when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifter on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And obviously there was a lot of espadim going on, and it was a very hectic day for the Gantz Klal Yisrael, and it was late. And the Yerushalmi says that Otzra HaCham over there as well, Hashem made the Chama stop until everybody got back home and they filled up their chavias with water and did all their proper preparations for Shabbos. In other words, they were going for a mitzvah and for Kavanat Torah, and Hashem made a nest that the sun stopped. Now, which seems the same idea like it does in the Pirkei de Rav Elezer. The problem, however, is that it seems in the Yerushalmi, as the Pnei Moshe says, that they were nervous that they were Mechal Shabbos. Now they said Beferish in the Shita Mekubetzes and in the Marit, that there was Chil Shabbos over there, because even though the sun stopped, but the time for Shabbos to begin had passed, and it was therefore a problem of Chil Shabbos. So this is a little bit conflicting. On the one hand, if the sun stopped, we say that it's not Shabbos, why was there Chil Shabbos? And if there was Chil Shabbos, why then would Hashem make a Chin Ones that the sun should stop? That's very, very hard to understand. The Klichemdo in Parshas Emor is bothered by this question, and he suggests a big chiddush. He says, of course, there was no real Chil Shabbos, and that's why the sun stopped, because it wasn't really Shabbos. But, Lemaisa, they did not have the full capacity, the full hours of Shabbos. So therefore, there was some type of idea of Chil Shabbos involved, even though there was no real Chil Shabbos, because the sun had stopped. This can actually have a very interesting halachic ramification directly with regard to somebody who, for example, would like to take a flight from, let's say, Los Angeles to Hong Kong or something like that, and he would leave at 4 p.m. on Friday afternoon, when there's still plenty of time till Shabbos, and fly himself through to Hong Kong, where he would land after Shabbos. So in other words, basically, he was in flight from the beginning and the end of Shabbos. However, obviously, with his flight going so quickly, he did not have a full 24 hours of Shabbos. Now, of course, this is definitely not a good idea, and one should not do this. It is not what the Chazal had in mind, or what the Torah, for that matter, had in mind on Shabbos Kodesh. However, halachically speaking, although he wouldn't be allowed to do Malacha when he is in the Shabbos time zone, he would also be nismayet, according to the Klichemda, the hours of Shabbos that he was supposed to observe. That would be a separate problem with that scenario. And this question that we've been discussing here about when the sun decides and dictates if it's night or not, if it's the next day, and when the sun is a separate issue and the calendar continues on its own, is a very complicated issue which has a lot of manifestations and ramifications all over halacha, obviously with regard to time zones and datelines and whatnot. I just wanted to suggest three possibilities, even though the inyan is very complex and it's obviously hard to finalize everything in such a short segment. Number one, I was pondering an interesting idea. We find Lagabi Taisa Shabbos and other things that perhaps there are two inyanim in Shabbos. There's the fact that it's Yom HaShvi'i, and then there's the fact that it's Shabbos Kodesh. And perhaps we'll be able to separate and differentiate between the two of them, that with some regard it will be Shabbos, however not necessarily will be the calendar day of Yom HaShvi'i. Now, of course, Ein Kan Mekayim LaHarech, it's a B'chudesh Tekum HaHalach, but it might shed some light and help to answer some of these problems. Another very, very interesting thing we find in Tshuvas HaRadvaz, in the Lashonis HaRambam, Elef Tof Mem Beis Simen Samach Tes, again, Elef Tof Mem Beis Samach Tes in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, in the middle of a Tshuva about Bein HaShmashas, he says explicitly that just because there is a question about Bein HaShmashas as to whether it is day or night, that not necessarily will be tied to the fact about whether the calendar day changed. In other words, you could say that maybe it's today and not tomorrow, or it's already tomorrow and no longer today, still it might still have a din of Yom. In other words, there could be one din of Yom and Laila and another din if it's Chav Aleph or Chav Beis of the month. Not necessarily would they be Tali Zevazeh. Again, a phenomenal novel approach that there could be a difference between whether it's Sunday or Monday and whether it's night and day. Perhaps it'll still be daytime, but it'll already be Monday, or vice versa. Very big Chiddush, but of course, that would help us a lot to understand these contradictions. That it could be with regard to some things, it is still day, but with regard to others, the calendar has already turned. But again, a very complex idea. Another thing which is a little bit easier to understand is that there might be a difference between if just, like on the outside, the sun was frozen, but the whole world and the Gilgulim of the world and the whole universe and the Mazalis and Kechavim and everything are continuing, just the sun was stopped, as opposed to where the whole system was stopped, like it sounds like in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar over there by Yeshua, that it was Pashat Yodai Lo'era Chamo Lo'era Lavon Kechavim and Mazalis, and he froze the whole system. There maybe it would be easier to understand that the day completely stops and the calendar doesn't continue. Whereas if, let's say, the calendar does really continue and the days are going on, just the sun itself was isolated and stopped, that maybe we could understand that was a miracle, but the day continued. If that is true, that would shed some light, excuse the pun, on the Gemara here in Masechta Tainis, that perhaps, of course, it was already Wednesday night, but Hashem made a miracle, and of course it worked to say that it was still day, and therefore the master would not be able to be Teveya, the Shneim Esrei Kesef. I'd just like to conclude with an interesting question. The Sefer Chassidim is brought down by Rabbi Kiva Eger in Siman Reish Lamed and Erech Chaim that a person is not allowed to daven for a miracle. In our Gemara, it seems pretty clear that Nachdiman Ben Gurion davened for a miracle. Okay, just a point to ponder. We'll leave it at that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.